This is the VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. health officials began screening at three airports, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York, of passengers traveling from Wuhan, a city in central China where viral pneumonia has spread. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said four people and more were diagnosed with the virus. A total number of cases is at least 62. Two people have died on Friday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it would send 100 people to three airports to screen arriving passengers for signs of the illness. They would focus on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan, the city at the heart of the outbreak, at least for now. Iran is sending the black boxes of the Ukrainian passenger plane that its military shot down this month back to Ukraine. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The director in charge of accident investigations at Iran's Civil Aviation Organization told Tasnim that the flight data recorder would be sent to France if experts could not read it in Kiev. Iran has faced a deepening crisis abroad and at home over the plane disaster, with authorities taking several days to announce that its military had accidentally shot the plane down. The downing occurred as Iran was on high alert for possible retaliatory action following its strikes on Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops. Those strikes were in revenge for the U.S. killing of top military commander Qasem Soleimani in a drone attack in Baghdad on January 3rd.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. At least three people were killed. More than 20 others, including Turkish nationals, were wounded when a car bomb targeting foreign nationals exploded Saturday in a town 30 kilometers outside of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News.